secrets on the line. Gothic
so stupid.
Alright, brought to you by
The Good Feet Store and All Pro Foundation Repair.
And as we start the rant, here's Dave. And that means we welcome our old buddy, Gordon Keith.
Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome,
it's
Gordon.
Pope Day.
It is.
Yes.
Stay tuned. 5:15, Pope Talk.
All right.
Hey. We will let you riff on the first American Pope coming up next.
Man, this Pope sucks.
That's great.
But first, a little bit of E! News.
Poop and stuff, man.
Yeah. The stalker of Jennifer Aniston appeared in court today. Jimmy Wayne Carwile, Carwyle. He was charged with one count of felony stalking and one count of felony vandalism. So he, on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, at about 12:20 p.m. local time out there in L.A., crashed his car into the front gate of Aniston's Bel Air mansion and stopped in the driveway, where he was apprehended by one of her security guard.
So it wasn't like just a random, driving around and I happened to bump into her gate?
No.
Yeah, weren't we thinking that it may have been an old man that lost control of his car?
Because he's 70-something, and I thought, that's too old to stalk.
No, it is not too old to stalk, because the L.A. District Attorney's Office, they dug through his social media and found many long, rambling posts that mention Jennifer Aniston by name.
Uh-oh.
A couple of them, one from August of last year. I got $1 that says I am married to Jennifer Joanna Aniston Carwile, to a $100 on y'all. Y'all keep saying I'm lying. Put your money where your mouth is. Comment below. Don't try to Welch or I'll put Welch's hands on you.
What?
I don't know.
That sounds sane.
Yeah. And then later in October of last year, he says, God, Daddy always watches me and watches those who bless me, helping me get ready to see my bride, Jennifer Joanna Aniston Carwile. Should be y'all's top priority.
Who's y'all?
I don't know. His followers? God? I don't understand. So here's the craziest thing.
Yes. No, that wasn't?
That when he appeared in court today, or I guess this was earlier today? Yeah,
Did he have a bouquet of roses?
No, he wasn't wearing like the Dumb and Dumber tuxedo with a bouquet of roses. But he was wearing a blue suicide prevention blanket, and it was unclear if he had any clothes on underneath it. That's him appearing in court today.
Oh, no.
Do you want to describe him for Gordon?
All right, imagine Santa, but really, really evil looking and maybe having been on a week-long meth bender.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So pretty hot.
Yeah, pretty hot.
Like in-shape methy Santa.
So yeah, he was behind thick panes of glass during the proceedings. It's very Hannibal Lecter-esque.
Yeah, it is.
And he was just staring straight ahead. And so the judge suspended further proceedings to have his mental health evaluated.
No way. Okay, so here is a question that I do not know the answer to, and maybe you guys do.
Okay. Snake.
Has a stalker, have they ever been right?
What do you mean?
Where, let's say they were
in fact married?
She was asking for it?
No. What if, like, the stalker finally did get to meet this person.
Yeah.
And the lady was like, oh my God, I've like been looking for you my whole life. I love you.
No, that's never happened.
Yes, so it has.
It's
every
over.
One of my girlfriends and boyfriends started that way.
We are basically over the universe for stalkers thinking that.
Yeah, stalkers thinking that if they just had a chance to talk to them, that they would understand that they were meant to be together. That has never worked ever, ever in the history of humankind.
All right, so if Jennifer Aniston went to this guy's prison and went through the process of meeting him through
a conjugal visit?
No, through that pane of glass, a la...
She's going to go in there to confront him, let's say.
Yes. Does he pull a oh, Billy, and just mess everywhere.
Throw a handful.
Yes.
Maybe.
Or does he have so much, in addition to a word that rhymes with Riz, he also yes. has Riz, and he's able to woo her.
Methy Santa does not have Riz. I can guarantee you that.
Doesn't appear to. With his suicide
Santa
prevention blanket.
What is a suicide prevention blanket, Gordon? Do you know this?
Something to wipe your Riz on after you see Jennifer Aniston in person.
I mean, I guess it's impossible to tie into a knot and hang yourself. Is that the
idea?
I
don't
think
they're going to let him keep that blanket if he actually is in prison now, which I'm sure he is. I doubt he's out on bail. I doubt
in
he
jail,
had a lot
prison.
Of, well, yeah, jail. I doubt he has a lot of, like, scratch to get out of jail.
Probably not. I think he's on $150,000 bail, and
is he wealthy?
He has not made bail. No, he is not. Someone who is wealthy, good news for one Larry David.
Oh, good.
So do you remember the Super Bowl commercial that featured Larry David?
Did he do like an NFT or a...
It was for FTX.
Yeah, FTX.
A crypto platform. And so the spot was titled Don't Miss Out.
Is that the company that went crazy bankrupt?
Sam Bankman-Fried.
Yeah. And so at the end, after, you know, everybody's trying to talk Larry David into getting into crypto, and he keeps on denying it, then at the end, the ad says, don't be like Larry, don't miss out. So then later that year, after they had a Super Bowl spot, and everybody goes all in on crypto, FTX collapsed. And investors who lost all their money, they ended up suing Larry David and other celebrities like Shohei Ohtani, Steph Curry, Tom Brady, Giselle, Shaq.
Were they all part of the...
Yeah, they were all brand ambassadors. And so investors sued them because they said that by endorsing the company, they were complicit. And that they were deceiving customers, that the endorsers were liable for investors' losses because they had prior knowledge of the fraud. They knew it was a scam.
Prior knowledge.
They had no idea it was a scam.
Well, a federal judge yesterday dismissed those charges against Larry David that he did not intend to deceive consumers.
Did they take this circuitous route because they knew that Sam, whatever his name is, what's his name, Gordon? Bankman.
Bankman-Fried.
Yeah, Bankman-Fried. Not Gannon, you idiot.
Gannon Bankman-Fried.
That he and his partners had no money, and so, well, let's just look to the people who actually do have money. Is that why it went down this way? Because this has never happened. You're not going to sue the guy that endorsed Ivory soap because you slipped on a bar of it in the shower.
Right. Well,
I thought that there's some unaccounted for crypto in all this. Like, it seemed like I saw a documentary on the Sam Bankman-Fried.
Yeah, I don't know about
he and his girlfriend. They can't find where all that money went.
Yeah, that I don't know. But the reason that all of these endorsers were roped into this lawsuit is because they appeared in ads and at events for FTX and did social posts, but they didn't disclose that they got equity in the company.
Oh, okay. I see.
And so, but essentially
that
equity is now worthless. So.
Yeah. What's that, Gordon?
We assume that people who are on the commercials are paid spokespeople.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah,
they're like, not.
Why does it matter whether they're paid in cash or paid in stake in the company?
It shouldn't. And so that's what the judge said. He said the plaintiffs have not provided any details related to the defendant's alleged scheme to engage in knowingly false or deceptive practices, other than that they promoted the FTX products in exchange for a substantial compensation package. So that, I mean, they had a business deal. And it went bad, but it's not their fault.
But it was
a Ponzi scheme that it was a shell game. They were moving money around to cover expenses, and they didn't have the money that they said they did.
By the way, Larry David's net worth?
It's got to be over $1 billion, right?
Right at it.
Right at $1 billion?
$900 million.
Dang, bro.
And he still works.
It's like that guy was broke 35 years ago. Like had no money before Seinfeld.
So I have a question. You only mentioned Larry David being let go off the hook by the judge.
All these other celebrities were still part of the hook. But he was named he was named because it was the Super Bowl commercial.
Well, I guess he was like kind of the lead endorser.
I don't think so.
But all of those others were named in the complaint, so they are all off the hook.
Okay.
So this was a class action suit.
Oh, they were wearing suits.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Lastly, before we get to breaking Pope news, have you read about the salacious affair from Steve Smith? The NFL
Network. Drummer of Journey?
No, the NFL Network host, the former Carolina Panther and Baltimore Raven.
Man, he was one of my favorite players because he was tiny.
You love the tiny player.
Yeah.
Well, so.
There he goes.
So.
Go Dave.
Steve Smith, he was doing a segment for the NFL Network last fall. And he followed the Ravens marching band to participate in their game day experience. And in the filming of that segment, he met a woman who was a member of the Ravens marching band and gave her his phone number.
Oh,
well,
that's nice.
Turns out that she is married, yet Steve Smith pursued a relationship with her. That this began in October of last year. And lasted until February of this year when her husband discovered the affair. His name, Antonio Martinez, and he is now suing Steve Smith for $100,000 under North Carolina's home wrecker law.
There is one?
In North Carolina, evidently there is. So when he got his this woman's number, he started texting her with sexual in nature correspondence.
Holy crap, baby.
Including,
you're so hot.
Photographs and videos.
I want you to put a big black baby in me.
Wow.
Maybe that was one of them. He would text her pictures of his penosity and videos of himself massaging completion.
What did she send him? The same stuff.
Yeah, she was sending
the most important.
She was sending him pics as well.
Yeah. So this is a two-way street.
And then they finally had sex following the Ravens playoff game against the Bills.
I don't understand how there's a home wrecker law when she is the one doing all this too.
Well, but he initiated it. He gave her the phone number and he pursued her.
But it doesn't.
Well, maybe you can sue
the phone company.
No, the spouse as well. Although it'd be coming out of their half of the
right
community.
So after, at some point during that Ravens Bills game, Steve Smith passed his hotel room key to the wife, because she was with the marching band that day, and so then she met him at his hotel and they had sex, and then the text messages really ramped up after that. Some of the ones that were admitted into evidence.
I'm not comfortable.
Steve Smith says she sends him a topless photo.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
And he says, "Look at your sexy body. I remember kissing and touching all over that. I would love to bend you over the sink right now."
Why the sink?
And then she replies, "I remember your touch vividly. I want to feel you kiss my neck. Bend me over as long as you promise to pull my hair."
Well, she sure is a Southern belle now.
And he said,
"I do declare, Mr. Steve Smith.
Come destroy me, bitch.
Ah, Dave.
I will pull it, but this time, F you hard and even harder."
"Oh, Mr. Smith. I do declare you're giving me the vapors."
Then she wrote,
"I want to destroy my sewer while you're back there."
or something. I mean, I don't know.
"I'm a bit plugged up. I want to think about your wet
inside my dripping wet.
All right, Dave.
Well, I was on top of you.
Okay.
The end.
Here's the drummer of Journey.
Yeah.
No need to.
All right.
Inside me.
Text messages are terrible. Why is it even a thing? Why do
we then, know it? Then the culmination, the end of the affair, the, Martinez, the husband, eventually called Steve Smith on the phone and recorded it and shared it on social media. He said, "Hey, yo, Steve," to which Steve said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "Yeah, you've been effing my wife, bro. Ugh. What do you got to say for yourself?" And Mark then that. Steve Smith didn't say anything, and he says, "Why are you quiet, man? Be an effing man."
He should have said, "I already was with your wife. That's why you're calling me.
Haven't you seen the text messages?"
Yeah. There's video on her phone.
Haven't you watched video of my wiener exploding?
Oh, Dave. Man.
Here's my penis.
Yes. All right. Good stuff. All right, let's do the rant revival. We got a new pope. We have to talk about it like, you know, the rant does next.
Hey! Our baseball boys, Sean Bass and David Mino, host Diamond Talk after every weeknight Rangers home game. Brought to you by Globe Life Insurance and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
All right, it's Rant Revival time, brought to you by
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
Where we get the old gang back together. Gordon, Dave.
Hell yeah.
Hey, you got Twitch tonight, don't you?
I do. 7:35 tonight. The web address is http.
Oh, you don't need to do that.
:// www.twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith.
Okay.
That website again.
No, just, is, you can't do it again. You can't do it again.
It's we have twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith.
Too many popes to talk about. So just a couple hours ago, right after you guys got off the air, was it about noon, a little afternoon maybe? Can't remember the exact time.
Yes.
Where we found out.
The white smoke, right? It's white when they elect one.
The 200.
Yeah, when it's good.
That's what Corby says.
That's what Corby told me.
Okay. Well, I am Catholic, so. 266 popes have been elected throughout history, and Pope Leo XIV is the latest, and he is the first American to ever get the papal see. So in our lifetime.
Papal see?
Papal?
Papacy.
Papacy. Yeah. How many popes have there been, let's just say, since 1970?
Like
five?
Three? Four? Three.
Two.
So Pope
John Paul. No, wait. I know this. So John Paul the first, his predecessor, and then John Paul the first was only like 35 days. Then John Paul the second, then Benedict, then Francis, and now this one. This is the sixth.
Yes. Six total, Leo the 14th being the sixth, which is really weird to think about. I would have guessed probably a few more. I thought maybe eight or nine, but yeah, it's only six of them in over a 50-year span. And this guy's only 69 years old.
Hey now.
All right.
And so we could have him, you know, till we're dead.
20 years maybe?
If we play our cards right.
Yeah, so
he's
born in
Chicago.
Born in Chicago, but he spent, I guess, most of his career, most of his life in Peru.
Yes, and I think that's why what he's most known for is serving in Peru.
Whoa.
When he got up there to talk, do you have that audio?
Oh, yeah. I can.
Yeah. So he gets.
I want to tell you.
That's not what he sounds. He doesn't sound like Speedy Rodriguez or whatever his name is.
What?
What's his name?
Speedy Rodriguez.
Speedy Gonzalez.
Speedy Gonzalez.
Speedy Rodriguez.
Gosh. Gosh, Corby, could you be any more stereotypical?
Time out, Davidson.
I was close.
All right, you want to
hear? No, it's Slowpoke Rodriguez. I'm getting the two Speedy Gonzalez and Slowpoke Rodriguez mixed up. So I have
an
out.
That's right.
I have an out.
So yeah, he did not speak in English. He spoke in Italian and Spanish during his remarks.
He needs to quit that.
Well, yeah, Trump's going to get him deported.
Well, he's in Italy. He's in Vatican City.
Well, he'll come back to the States, bro. We're going to Pope from Chicago.
We're going to annex Vatican City like Greenland.
Yeah. All right, what does he say?
La pace sia con tutti voi.
That's a bad Italian accent.
Hey. Fratelli, sorelle, carissimi.
Nope.
Questo è il primo saluto del Cristo risorto. Il
risotto.
Buon pastore.
Yeah, he's talking about recipes now.
He's talking about what he's going to have for his first meal as Pope.
Al fresco.
They're like, wait a minute.
Bolognese.
Are you just naming stereotypical Italian foods?
Si. Buono nostre.
San Pellegrini.
He said, peace be with you all. And then he went on to his recipes.
And he said, tiramisu, cannoli.
Hey, Gordo, that was for you.
It is good, no?
People were openly weeping out in the crowd.
I like the gnocchi.
Because what?
They didn't want an American pope?
No, they were happy. I don't think they cared where the pope was from. It is weird, though. Why have we never...
Gnocchi made a potato.
Why have we never had an American pope before? And in my brain, probably up until the 90s, I thought that you weren't even allowed to have an American pope.
Well, the church has been around for 2,000 years. America's only been around for 300, whatever.
Well, whatever. You're America, not my America.
250.
Been around a lot longer than that.
I can't do math. They are afraid of Americans because we're too progressive.
But wasn't this supposedly...
I don't think that's why they're afraid of Americans.
Wasn't this supposedly... Yeah, we're not as progressive as they are in Europe. Wasn't this Pope Francis's wish, though, that this guy...
Well, he was brought to
Catholic
the Vatican City by Francis. He was named...
Oh, by the way, we're hearing from my buddy Brian that cut we heard was in Latin. That was not Italian.
Yeah, I was about to say that it sounded more like Latin, but...
Man, that's cool Italian.
Yeah, I don't
Italian
know...
Italian is a Latin language, isn't it?
I don't know the... Let me see if...
A Romance language.
Okay, so...
He was named head of the Vatican's bishop's office.
That's right. Somebody else controlled the knights and the rooks.
So that meant that any bishop nomination from around the world had to be vetted by Robert Prevost, now Pope Leo the 14th.
And is it weird and kind of almost cheap? I know he's going to go by Pope Leo, but that we have a Pope Bob. Well, like the most...
It's better than Pope Kevin.
Bob.
Yeah. Well, we already had a Pope Lando. Early in the 20th century, so yeah. Who was the John Paul II the one that got shot?
I think there's been a few that got shot, but John Paul II did get shot. Yeah.
Okay, but was that the advent of the Pope mobile?
The Pope.
The
yes,
Pope?
It was.
Okay, and isn't that for you guys at least? Is that your first memory that there actually was something called the Pope? Because
It wasn't for you, Corby, because you grew up Catholic.
No, I didn't grow up Catholic. I converted. Whenever
don't tell me you converted just
for the
pee.
Fun stuff.
Yeah.
You're that right. Slut that I married.
Oh, jeez.
Church sucks.
For the Pope.
Yeah, I did it for the Pope. But yeah, whenever he got
the
shot, and don't you remember, Gordon? When did you move to Texas, Gordon?
Last Thursday.
Interesting. I had it more in the early 80s, but I could be wrong.
I think it was in the mid-80s, early to mid-80s.
So the Pope made his way to, I believe, San Antonio.
That's right. Love the river walk. Wanted to see. And they have the Sea World there. I really enjoyed that. Wanted to see the, what the whole Blackfish documentary was about. You know, it's a crazy, crazy thing there.
Yes, Pope.
Anyway, what is going on?
Well, there's a new Pope. That's what we're talking about. So,
is that right?
Yes. Yeah. But yeah,
well, I'm in heaven, just listening to your program. Thought I'd jump on here.
You can stay with us if you would like. But I was.
Is this John Paul II or which one is
John
this?
Paul? I say John Paul II. A lot of people say John Paul II.
Now you do know that John Paul II is Polish.
Correct, yes, but live in Rome for a long time right, in Vatican yeah. City there, you know.
That's why his accent occasionally goes to, like, Transylvanian.
Right.
That's right.
That's the
yes,
Polish
yes.
coming out.
Yes. Yes. Plus, I love to drink in the blood. Of Christ, of course, of course.
Of course.
But I remember we had friends that went down there to see him in San Antonio, and...
Oh, you did? Yeah. Who was it?
It was the Brown family.
Oh, lots of Browns.
Yes, in San Antonio or just
very
in the United States
name.
Everywhere?
Very common name. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay, I thought you were talking about in San Antonio. That's all you saw.
What is Corby? Listen to the way he's working here. This guy, I tell you.
But they said it was the first time that I realized that how much the Pope meant because they came back and they told me like people were bawling. When they saw the Pope.
Yeah, which is very offensive. I don't want to look out there and see a couple just going at it.
Not bawling out. They were...
Oh, okay.
Crying.
Yeah, they were weeping.
Weeping.
Openly
got
weeping.
Tears of got joy.
Yes.
At the sight
yes, yes.
of you. And by the way, your real name is Carol Joseph Waltidia.
You're telling me. I got made fun of so much in the schoolyard with that name Carol. Please.
Right? I know.
Me and Carol O'Connor, like the only two.
You know, my dad... Yeah, may he rest in peace. Maybe you've seen him up there. But he saw
no,
you.
No, come to think of it, I haven't
oh,
seen
no.
him
oh, no. Oh, no.
I don't know what the deal is.
But he saw you at Yankee Stadium in 1979. And this was pre-Popemobile, so you entered Yankee Stadium in a white Bronco.
That's right. Yes, before OJ, before the whole deal.
You made it cool.
Yes. Yes, I made it cool before OJ. Al Callings drove both of us.
Al was there too.
Yes, yes. Was my driver too. Yes.
Please. All right. Yes. Okay. I was right. 1987 is when you visited San Antonio. You're the only Pope to have ever visited Texas.
That's right. Cause I remembered the Alamo.
You do. Yeah.
Huge Alamo fan. Yes. That's why I wanted to go to San Antonio. That and the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum.
Right next to the Alamo, oddly enough.
Very close. Stone's throw.
Yeah,
Stone's
you know, throw. I believe that's where we
met. I could whiz a communion wafer from one to the other.
Is that? Did you know Alamo as well?
Did you ever try and throw communion wafers into one of your little Pope hats from across the room?
All the time. We used to, I tell you, I used to really clack up the College of Cardinals, you know?
Uh-huh.
With my tricks with communion wafers. I almost kind of did cardistry or up close magic with communion wafers.
I am enjoying you, line of comedy from Rodney Dangerfield that you're using. It's great.
I don't know what you're talking about. Please.
So yeah, 1987. That's
no respect from Corby.
No respect. So I'm
no respect. I tell you.
Has current Pope been to Texas? Chicago Pope.
Maybe a layover at DFW on his way to Peru.
I'm sure he has. I mean, he's from Chicago. I mean, please, same time zone.
You sure are versed in.
I have a Casio that's a world time, Casio timepiece. I can see all over.
Is Pope Leo a Bulls fan or a Cubs fan?
He's actually he's White Sox, oddly enough. Not Cubs, White Sox.
Southside. Wait.
Is that right?
Is that Southside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Southside. It's the lower heaven of Chicago.
Ah.
So you talked to your mom about this?
I have not. She did text me, though.
Is she happy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it's an American Pope.
But are American Catholics, do they look at this and feel like a sense of pride? Or is this just another Pope?
I don't... Well, this was her text. It says, new Pope, American, 69, name Leo the 14th. It took me a second to understand what American 69 meant.
She sent you.
I tell you, I like the blue humor from time to time. Not all the time, but sometimes.
Just just a taste of it.
Like, I was like, what is the difference between an American 69 and every other kind of 69?
Why would she just send you the baseball card stats of how it went down? Like, that's...
I don't know.
New Pope, American, 69.
Maybe she's hoping this will be, like, the final straw that will get me to come out of hiding.
Does she still think...
As a lapsed Catholic.
Does she think that you're still practicing and all that?
She knows I'm not.
Oh, okay. Is she upset?
Passive-aggressively, yes.
Has she made mention that you're raising your child, your children, to be godless and all
yes,
that?
Yes, yeah, yeah. That we're not...
tell her to calm down.
We're not going to join her in the kingdom of heaven, so she's worried about that.
Hey, big deal. Your father's not up here. Why does she want to be up here?
Can you geolocate him?
Your father?
Yeah.
Yes, he did share his location with me on iPhone. Oh, my God. He's in the seventh circle.
Oh, no.
So
I find that hard to believe.
Why do
Very difficult.
Why do you have an iPhone? How did you get an iPhone?
He's one of the few that God allows to have an iPhone in heaven.
Yes.
Just the Pope and Jesus.
Yes, of
course. Maybe Peter.
It's one of the
Peter was the first pope, wasn't he?
He was. Yes, Peter. He was the first pope. Also first pope who was shot with a gun. He survived, of course.
Yeah, because the projectile probably didn't go very fast.
Shot with a gun as opposed to shot with what?
Well,
a slingshot?
You know, the guns back then were not that great.
Okay. So stupid. Well, congratulations to Pope Leo the 14th.
Yes.
Are you in favor of this?
Pope? Yeah, and you know, he's an okay guy. Yeah. I don't like the American thing so much.
Well, you were in San Antonio.
I think I should stick with, well, yes, you know, I did come to San Antonio. I like visiting. I just don't want a pope from there.
Right.
But, you know, let's give him a chance, you know. Yes.
Do you consider him more South American than American?
Why would I consider him more South American than American? Because of the Peru thing?
Yeah,
because
he spent most of his life there.
Yeah, you know, that makes it a little bit better. A little better.
Did you see Conclave?
No, I have not seen that.
Yeah,
I had several people saying.
Yeah, it's about...
You know, watch that.
Maybe you should watch it on your iPhone. It.
Yes, it's about
electing
the Pope, so I figured maybe
Yeah. Is that the Ralph Fiennes?
Yes, it is. You love him, right?
Oh, good. Love him, yes.
Not so much
he
in Schindler's List, though.
Very convincing on the Schindlers, yes. Yeah. Very convincing, difficult.
On the Schindlers. All right, Mr. Pope, we're going to have to let you go.
So glib about
anytime,
the Schindlers.
Anytime. I've got nothing going on these days.
You want to promote?
Hey, what about Mikko Rantanen?
Boy, this is, I think I read 2 hat tricks in his mini games.
Yeah.
That sounds unprecedented to me as a pope.
Right. He's from Finland and you're from Poland, so kind of like kissing cousins.
Not that far away.
No, it sure
isn't. Not that far away. Hey, listen, can I plug a little something
here? Go ahead, yes.
Okay. I may be appearing on Gordo's Twitch stream tonight, 7:35. This is a central time zone, same time zone as the pope was born in. And 7:35... The web address is H.
Oh my God!
TP. Then there is two dots. Looks like snake bite. Uh-huh. I don't know what you call that in American.
It's a colon.
Then a couple of forward slashes. Throw in triple W. Then dot twitch.tv / actual Gordon Keith. That's GORDON EI.
Unnecessary. So unnecessary. All right. Thank you, Pope.
Thank you for joining
us. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Big fan.
Yeah,
big fan.
We'll see
Listen
you. Thank
on
you.
Stream all the time.
We
Listen
appreciate that. I'm glad it goes up there.
Thank
okay.
You.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
There he goes.
Thank you.
There he goes. Oh, there you go to the bathroom. There goes the Pope.